Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good to be with you this morning, Tim. It's Good Friday, and the for me, it's a little bit different.
How so?
Well, my son is going to get to see his grandmother today, Tim. My mother passed away a few hours ago.
Oh my goodness! Well, our condolences to you.
We're happy for her going to see the Lord since she's ripe old age of 92, and she was a great inspiration for everybody that knew her.
92. My mother is 98 and hanging in there. Again, sympathy to you and your family. A difficult time, I'm sure, and coming as it does, Good Friday and Easter Sunday right around the corner. The legislative session that ended late night Wednesday night, and that election reform legislation. Listen, we can talk as much or as little about it as you want to. Give me your sense of what you're hearing. A lot of the pushback, and now the governor pushing back against the pushback. Where are you on all this? I know you voted for it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think people are jumping to conclusions on the bill itself, on the voting. And for me, if you'll sit down and analyze what the legislation does, Tim, it's something that protects the integrity of every citizen's vote, every legal vote cast. We want it to be counted correctly. And the pushback that we're getting is all made up hype. When we start to see, and it was funny, I think the governor put out a little blurb yesterday about a state that was so excited because they were getting 9 early voting days. We can have up to 17 early voting days here in Georgia. So there's so many things that this law does that protects the integrity of the vote and at the same time makes it so easy to vote. We have Sunday voting. We have Saturday voting. We have so many ways that people can exercise their vote. And that's what we wanted to try to do, was to make sure that you can absentee vote. We still have drop boxes. Drop boxes were not in the law before we passed this law. They were totally new. And to me, this law does a lot of things to help a lot of people exercise their right to vote.
Senator Frank Ginn with us. In addition to that, of course, the one thing you folks have to do every year is get together and approve a budget, balance a budget, and get it passed and eventually signed by the governor. You've done your part. The budget passed $27.2 billion, the figure, I believe, there, with the effort to restore a lot of funding to a lot of places that was cut because of coronavirus reaction last year. Now, a lot of that money, I gathered, you can clear this up for me, but I gather a lot of the money that's going to fill in a lot of the budget shortfalls this year, actually federal money, part of the coronavirus relief stimulus packages, 2 of them now.
Well, that's true. So there's a good bit of money coming in fast. One that I'm proud that our governor's shown the great leadership to keep Georgia open for business. And that's one of the things that, I recognize the money that we spend in our budget comes from the people of Georgia, and we shouldn't take any more than absolutely necessary. At the same token, the only way that people are able to pay taxes is they have to have a job, they have to have income, they have to be working to do that, and that's where for us, it's a tough balance. We don't want to overburden the working people of Georgia any more than necessary, but the governor's leadership has kept Georgia open, and we have our unemployment numbers are way below the national average. we're doing things to keep business open in Georgia, and that's why we're the number one state in the nation to do business.
Help me out here, Senator Frank Ginn, and this would impact or affect some people locally. Some people have had a lot of concerns about this in Madison County and in Franklin County, as it turns out. You have a couple of these companies, biomass companies. They burn wood chips and other things to create electricity. Environmental concerns raised by people, and the legislature at least discussed some potential legislation here. What, if anything, did the General Assembly do, and what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, I'm pleased that we don't put all our eggs in one basket. I mean, I can tell you, said the as a guy that gave tours of Georgia Power's solar facilities, I've done my college senior design project was on biomass. Said they, when I start to look, you know, as a kid, I can remember when the nuclear age came in. And we start looking at what's going on in all of the ways that we produce electricity. To me, the diversification of that is important. We never know exactly what's going to happen. If, you know, there's a lot of people that say, oh, we need to go all solar. Well, unfortunately, the technology is not there to derive all of our energy, which absolutely most of it, believe it or not, comes from the sun, some shape, form, or fashion, whether it was natural gas that was biomass from eons ago, whether it's solar energy today, whether it's photovoltaics, whether it's the biomass is actually solar energy because it grows the trees and the wood product that we use for that. So for me, I'm proud that we have diversification in our energy portfolio here in Georgia, and it makes sure that if there's a hiccup in the marketplace somewhere, that we're not all going to go down with the ship.
Another bill that passed here, and I'm just kind of hitting some things at random, Senator Frank Ginn. There's a bill, and I didn't realize this was a thing. I mean, I know porch piracy is a bill. These folks who roll through the neighborhoods following the FedEx truck and grab whatever gets dropped off. I didn't know it wasn't a felony to do that. But now with legislation, House Bill 94 specifically, it is. Your thoughts on that particular piece of legislation?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that are shut in during this pandemic, and they may be relying on anything from their pharmaceuticals to their toilet paper that's left on their front porch. For me, somebody going in there and stealing right off their front porch said, we want to discourage that practice at all costs, because truly you may be taking somebody's lifeline of supply.
And House Bill 286 got final passage. That's State Representative Houston Gaines' bill. The Athens Republican getting that one through the House, and it passed also in the Senate. The governor has signaled that he will sign it. Will prevent local governments from defunding police departments, something that's actually been tried here in Athens, Atlanta, maybe elsewhere around the states. I assume you were a yes vote on that one, too.
I did vote for it. One of the things that, for me, I do that with a little bit caution. It does allow for lowering the funding on police departments by up to, I believe, 5% a year, if I remember the figure. But for me, you know, that's one of the things that every community has a little bit different flavor in how they deal with their law enforcement. And to me, I'm a law and order kind of guy. I want to make sure that if you need assistance from the police, that they're there to respond. We don't want anybody coming in and cutting that out. So at that same point, I realized that law enforcement, like anything else, is a budget decision. And for me, it's the taxpayers' money. So, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, if it's appropriate to do some budget cuts somewhere in there to there's opportunities that come up to save taxpayer funding. There's all police matters are done through the local government's budget.
All right, Senator Frank Ginn, we'll leave it there. Again, condolences on the loss of your mother. We hope you have a good Easter, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Good to be with you.